我哋今日读经经文系嚟自呢个嘅哥林多后书第十二章第七到第十节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 through 10.
咁我哋今次咧吓，我哋会系由会中同埋呢个崇拜主席系一齐读出。我哋先会读啊，用广东话，又用英文系一齐读出。
We will read this in unison, all together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
是《哥林多后书》第十二章第七节，我一起读。又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，又过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说：我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
2 Corinthians chapter 12Verse 7, let us read this together. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
今日好高兴有陈浩信传道喺佢百忙之中嚟到我哋教会，为我哋传讲神嘅信息。佢讲嘅题目系。
Today we are very glad to have Mr. Kyle Chen join us to preach the word of God. And the title of his sermon is Contentment in Hard Times.
Good morning.
Hi.大家早晨。
It's a sincere joy and honor to be back here with you all.
好高兴再一次系翻到嚟嘅当中。
My family is going through a season of transition right now.
我个家庭咧，而家系经历咗一个嘅过渡嘅时期。
We'll be leaving New York soon to move closer to family in San Diego.
咁我哋会好快系离开纽约啊，同我哋家人咧喺圣地牙哥嗰度系啊相聚。
But we're going to miss you, and we're going to miss New York.
我会好记挂呢个音乐堂，亦都会去好挂住纽约。
We have really enjoyed every time that we've had to worship with you all。
我好高兴，其实每一次能够同你一齐去敬拜主。
So we're very happy to have one more time to worship with you all before we move away。
咁好高兴可以喺我哋走之前都可以同你有一次一齐敬拜。
And I know that your church is going through a season of transition too。
咁我亦都知道你教会亦都经历过一个过渡嘅时期。
And that these last few years have been difficult for you all.
亦都知道过去嘅几年对于音乐堂系唔容易。
And when the church is going through hard times, what do you do?
咁当你嘅教会吓系经历一个困难嘅时候，你会点样做咧
？When you are going through a hard time, what do you do?
当你自己系经历一个困难嘅时候，你系会点样做咧
？Do you just wait until things hopefully get better?
你会唔会喺度等等到呢个事情系扭转咧？
But what if they don't get better?
咁如果啲事情冇改變、冇變好嘅時候，你又會點做咧
？What happens if a difficult season becomes a difficult life?
咁如果一個唔好嘅一個好短暫嘅時候，變成好似你一生都好困難嘅時候，咁你又會點咧
？Today's passage shows us that even in hard times, even in a hard life, we can find contentment.
今日呢个经文里边话俾我哋听，就算喺困难嘅时候，或者你一生都好困难嘅时候，点可以喺从中揾到呢个嘅满足呢？
Because the gospel is good news in good times and in hard times.
因为福音啊，无论系喺好嘅时候啊，顺境或者逆境，都系一个好嘅福音。
So let's look at our passage under these three points.
咁我哋今日睇我哋嘅经文系有以下三个嘅题目。
First, the thorns we all have.
第一系我哋每个人身上都会有嗰支嘅刺。
Second, the answer God gives.
第二个就系话神所俾我哋嘅答案。
And third, the contentment we need.
第三就系我哋所需要嘅满足。
So first, the thorns we all have.
第一，我哋身上嘅刺。
You may have heard the expression "a thorn in my side."
好多时可能话我哋每个人身上都有啲刺喺度。
Which refers to something or someone that continually causes problems for you.
可能系有啲人或者有啲事情啊，一直都系你嘅问题。
So somebody might say money problems have been a thorn in our side since the day we got married.
哦，或者你结婚以来，你一直都有呢个钱银嘅问题。
It's an expression inspired by the passage we just read.
咁呢个好似系啊，从呢个我哋啱啱睇个经文里边啊所发出嚟嘅。
When the Apostle Paul, the author of 2 Corinthians, speaks of a thorn in his flesh, he's not talking about a literal thorn in his flesh.
咁当保罗呢个嘅提啊哥林多后书嘅作者，佢讲到佢身上嘅刺嘅时候，佢唔系净系讲到一个真系喺身上边有一条刺。
But he is speaking of something that is causing him constant and serious pain.
佢讲到一样嘢话系不断嘅，令到佢好觉得有痛苦，亦都令佢好唔舒服。
However, Paul doesn't tell us exactly what the thorn of flesh is.
保罗从来都冇话俾人哋听，究竟佢呢一根刺系咩刺
？It could be some kind of physical or health issue.
可能系一个健康上面嘅问题。
Perhaps there's some kind of sickness that wouldn't seem to go away.
或者佢有一个病，始终个病系冇好到。
Or some kind of chronic pain that Paul experienced.
或者一啲佢经常性会觉得啊有痛楚嘅问题。
Or maybe some commentators thought that Paul struggled with eye and vision issues.
有啲嘅解经家可能话佢只眼系有问题。
Or it's possible that Paul's thorn was some kind of spiritual harassment.
或者另一方面是他属灵上面、啊、不断受到攻击。
Paul does tell us that the thorn was a messenger of Satan to harass me.
他、嗯、在这个经文里面讲到他说这个撒旦是、啊、的使者是不断的攻击他。
So a thorn could have been some spiritual attack that was、tormenting him.、
嗯、所以可能也是一个在属灵上面他不断是受到这个的、啊、有这个的问题。
Or it could have been the constant stress of the persecution that Paul faced.
亦都可能因为佢不断嘅受到呢个逼迫，所以成日都觉得好紧张，好有压力。
We know that Paul was persecuted nearly everywhere that he went.
咁我哋睇圣经里边知道，无论保罗去到边一度，佢都俾人哋逼迫。
And he was under the constant threat of being imprisoned, even killed for his faith.
亦都好多时候俾人哋啊话会去啊杀佢，或者将佢系啊放入监狱。
Whatever Paul's thorn was, whatever his struggle was, he does not tell us exactly.
咁无论保罗嘅刺系啲咩嘢，保罗从来都冇真正话俾我哋听。
But we do get a vivid picture of what we can all experience and feel at times.
咁但我哋好清楚睇到啊，佢嘅经历系点样样，佢嘅感受系点样样。
A thorn in your flesh is something that is constantly nagging you.
当你说你身上有一根刺的时候，就是一样东西是不断这样是骚扰你。
It's something that you can't just simply ignore or forget about.
去到一个地步就是你不可以、啊、当这样东西没到，也都不可以这么容易去忘记了它。
A thorn in your flesh is always with you.
在你身上这个刺好像一世都这样跟着你。
And all you want is for it to go away.
你就想一样东西很简单，可不可以另一样东西消失呢？
Whatever Paul's thorn was, he was desperate for it to go away.
无论保罗的刺是什么东西，他很希望这根刺可以走了去。
In verse 8, Paul told us that he pleaded with the Lord three times about his thorn.
在第八节他说，为这事，我三次求过主，要这刺离开我。
You don't plead to God about something small.
当我们去求神的时候，不会为啲好小嘅事咁样去恳求神。
You plead to God when you are feeling desperate.
就系当你好真系觉得啊好绝望啊，觉得好困难嘅时候，你就会咁做。
When it feels like you can't go any longer unless something drastic changes.
或者系你觉得你唔可以再啊去走落去嘅时候啊，你好需要一个好啊好急剧啊一个好啊嘅改变嘅时候，你会去求神。
And I wonder if you can relate.
你有冇试过有咁嘅情况咧？
I wonder if you have a thorn in your side that you desperately wish would just go away.
你有冇喺你嘅身上真系有一根刺喺你嘅旁边，你好希望可以走咗去嘅咧
？Maybe like Paul, you have even pleaded with God to take it away from you.
你可以去求神去将呢根刺喺你身上拔咗出嚟。
Maybe it's a strained relationship with a family member or a friend.
可能系同一个朋友、一个家人啊，一个啊。离开咗嘅关系
，and there's a constant heartache that you carry with you。
而你一直为呢件事啊，觉得个心好痛。
Or maybe it's the cloud of a loan or a debt that you can never seem to get out of。
或者亦都系啊，你有啲嘅债务啊，你一直好似还唔到。
Or perhaps it is you've been plagued by a health issue that just won't get better。
或者系你有一个身上有一个嘅病，好似一直都冇好转。
Whether it's a physical issue, an illness, or a mental health struggle that hangs over your head.
无论是一个身体上的原因，是一个疾病，或者是你在这个的脑海之中有很多的挣扎都好。
Or maybe right now it is the pain of being a church in transition again.
或者你觉得要看到教会经历这个过渡对你来讲都很困难的时候。
And the uncertainty of when things will get better.
亦都唔知道幾時呢一切嘅嘢會好啲嘅時候。
Whatever your thorn may be, Paul can relate.
無論係咩都好，保羅佢好明白。
And that's good news, actually.
係一個好嘅消息。
Because if even Paul had a thorn,
就算保羅佢有呢一根刺
，Paul, one of the greatest missionaries that has ever lived.
你諗下，保羅作為一個好偉大嘅一個嘅宣教士。
Paul, a faithful Christian who not only did great and wonderful work for God,
他亦都是一个好虔诚嘅基督徒，亦都为主做过好多好好嘅事情。
But was also somebody who is truly Christ-like in his character.
就算无论喺佢好似有如基督一样咁嘅性情嘅一个人
，If even Paul had a thorn in his side that wouldn't go away,
而喺佢身上依然有一根刺系冇办法可以走咗去嘅时候。
Then we can be sure that the reason we suffer is not necessarily because we are being punished.
咁如果你睇到咁嘅时候，你睇到多时候，当我哋有要去受苦嘅时候，唔系因为我哋喺度俾神惩罚紧。
When we face hard times,
当你面对困难嘅时候
，that does not mean God has left us or is angry with us.
亦都唔代表话系神系离开你，或者神系嬲紧你。
In fact, if anything, suffering may be a sign that God is actually with you, that God cares about you.
其实相反来讲，可能是神是与你同在，神是关心你。
It is even true sometimes that God will give us a thorn because he cares about us.
可能有一个情况就是说，神因为关心你的缘故，他将一根刺给了你。
Now, that might sound strange at first.
可能听了很奇怪。
But that is exactly what Paul says.
这个就是保罗所讲的东西。
Paul writes that his thorn was given to him to keep me from becoming conceited.
他说他被这根刺去的时候令他不会觉得是骄傲。
He actually says it twice in the same sentence in verse 9.
就是他刚才所讲的。
So to keep me from becoming conceited, a thorn was given me in the flesh to keep me from becoming conceited.
他说将这根刺加在肉体上面的时候他说要攻击我免得我过于自高。
In other words, Paul is saying he was given a thorn in order to keep himself from becoming too proud.
就是说不会令到他觉得太过骄傲。
It was given to him to humble him, to keep him from the illusion that he could depend on himself.
这样让他可以去自卑也都让他明白到他不可以靠自己。
But who gave Paul his thorn?
边个系将呢根刺俾咗保罗咧
？We might think at first it was Satan who gave Paul his thorn.
会唔会系撒旦专登俾一根刺佢咧
？After all, Paul says in verse 7, his thorn was a messenger of Satan to harass me.
在第七节他说撒旦的差役攻击我。
And the truth is, Satan does want to discourage Paul with his thorn.
很多时候这个撒旦是想伤害我们。
Satan wants to drive Paul to despair with his suffering. He wants to do the same to us too.
他想这个撒旦想保罗因为他有痛苦而觉得绝望亦都他想我们同样一样。
But the amazing thing is, we have to see is that it's not Satan who ultimately gave Paul the thorn.
但最奇怪的就很多时候不是撒旦是将那根刺是给了保罗。
Because Paul says the purpose of the thorn was to humble him.
他正如保罗所说他说有这根刺他说免得我过于自高。
And Satan's goal is never to humble us.
而他令我们不会觉得他不想我们变成骄傲。
Satan wants us to remain prideful.
撒旦好喜欢见到我们自高自大。
He wants us to depend on ourselves.
去靠我们自己。
Because he knows that's the best way to get us away from God.
他不想我们去依靠，他想我们离开神。
The truth is, it's God who wants to keep us from becoming conceited.
又是这个真理就说神不想我们自高自大。
It's God who wants to keep us from becoming too proud.
那是神因为不想我们自高自大的时候所以这样做。
Because God knows that pride will lead us away from him.
因为他知道骄傲会令我们离开了他。
But humility will lead us back to him.
但当我们谦卑的时候我们会回到神的面前。
And so sometimes God will give us a thorn.
所以有时神会给一根刺我们。
Not because he is punishing us or because he's angry with us.
不是因为他惩罚我们或者是生我们。
But just the opposite, because he loves us and wants us to be with him.
他爱我们，也都想我们与他一起。
Because God knows that when we are given a thorn,
因为知道将他给了这根刺我们的时候，
it can actually drive us to greater dependence on him.
让我们更加依靠神。
It can drive us to pray more fervently and more sincerely to him.
让我们更加真是虔诚的努力的向神祈祷。
Just like it did for Paul.
正如好似喺保罗身上一样。
But another thing that should both surprise us and comfort us is how God answers Paul's prayers.
又系另一样嘢就话神点样样去回复保罗嘅祈祷，亦都系另一个令我哋可以感觉到神关心嘅一样嘢。
This brings us to our second point.
咁我哋嘅第二点
，the answer God gives
系神所俾嘅答案。
We noted before that Paul pleads three times with God to take away his thorn.
在这个刚才他讲到说保罗为这件事三次求过主。
And while God does eventually answer Paul's prayer,
虽然神最终都回应了保罗的祈祷，
God does not give Paul what he asks for.
他没有将保罗所求的东西给了他。
God does not take away Paul's thorn.
他没有将保罗的刺去拿开。
That must have been a painful reality for Paul.
对于保罗来讲，可能是一个很痛苦的现实。
Paul was desperate for his suffering to end.
保罗很想他的受苦能够结束。
But God doesn't remove his suffering.
但神没有将他的受苦拿走。
Instead, here's how God answers his prayer.
而他给了这个答案他。
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
他说我恩典是够你用，我的能力是足够的。
Do you hear what God is saying here to Paul and to me and to you?
你听不听到神对保罗、对你和我讲什么的说话呢？
First, we can be sure that even if God does not give us what we ask for, that does not mean that God does not hear you.
就算神没有给到你想向神所求一样嘢嘅时候，唔系讲到话神冇听你嘅说话。
Just because God doesn't take away your pain, that does not mean God has not answered your prayer.
当神冇即刻将呢个嘅痛苦你身上拿走嘅时候，唔代表神冇去回答你嘅祈祷。
God did not take away Paul's thorn, but he still spoke to him.
神冇攞走保罗嘅刺，但佢依然向保罗去说话。
And what he said to Paul is better than anything Paul could have asked for.
他对保罗讲的说话是比一切都更加重要。
My grace is sufficient for you, which means God's grace is enough for you.
他说我的恩典是够你用。 亦都係救你每一個人所用。
God is telling Paul and us this.
佢真係同保羅咁樣講。
Even if your thorn does not go away.
喂，就算你嘅刺冇拿走。
Even if your situation never changes or gets better.
喂，就算你嘅情況冇好轉。
Even if it gets worse than you ever thought possible.
或者甚至你嘅情況更加差嘅時候。
God's grace is enough for you.
佢話神嘅恩典係夠你用。
It will give you what you really need.
他所給你的是你所需要的。
It will really sustain you.
他會支持你。
And that may not be the answer that we want.
可能這個不是你所需要的答案。
After all, most of the time, all we want God to do is change our circumstances.
很多時候我們想神做的事就是改變我們的目前的環境。
But if we accept God's answer, it can change our whole perspective like it did for Paul.
但如果我去接受神的答案的时候，可能将我对整件事的看法是有这个改变。
When I was in college, I realized I had a chronic fatigue issue.
当我在大学的时候，我成日都觉得很累。
I would constantly feel tired throughout the day.
我成日都是觉得很累。
And I would regularly fall asleep in the middle of my classes.
很多时候我上紧堂就睡了觉。
At first, I thought maybe I was just really bored in class.
我想可能呢，就是个教授太闷啦。
So I actually would force myself to sit in the front of the classroom, right in front of the professor.
咁我咧就坐正喺呢个嘅课室最前一排，坐正喺个教授嘅前面。
At least that way, I thought I'd be forced to pay attention and stay awake.
咁我就想逼我自己咧系专心啲。
Out of the fear of falling asleep in front of the professor and the entire class.
咁我如果坐前面咧，我谂下，咁我就唔会瞓觉啦。
But the embarrassing thing is, I would feel so tired that I would fall asleep anyway.
咁我無論點都好，我都照樣瞓。
And it started to take a toll on me.
咁過咗一陣之後咧，咁樣做咧令我好辛苦。
Not just on my grades, but also pained me to always feel so tired.
咁唔單止係對我成績有影響，亦都令我咧更加攰。
I felt like I lacked the energy just to do normal things.
咁我覺得係咪我嘅生活嘅方式嘅問題咧
？Like hang out with my friends and my family。
咁係咪我花咗時間俾我嘅屋企人咧
？Or just enjoy playing sports and exercising。
咁我係咪應該係打咗參加呢個體育活動太多咧
？And it felt like no matter what I did, more sleep, a better diet, more exercise, nothing really changed.
咁我但我無論我做咩好，就算瞓多啲改變我食嘢嘅習慣，做多啲嘅 exercise， 都好似咧冇乜改變。
I even did a sleep test where I had to sleep overnight in a lab。
我就算咧去做一個瞓覺嘅 test。
But the sleep test was inconclusive and it left me more discouraged than ever。
咁但係咧個結果咧唔係好理想。
Finally, I asked God to do something about it。
咁我最後咧，我問神。
I remember praying and praying, asking God to miraculously heal me from this fatigue issue.
咁於是我去求神，我唔停咁去祈禱，問神點樣可以解決我呢個問題。
But days passed and nothing changed.
咁咧過咗好多嘅日，但係咧都冇呢個改變。
And then I came across this same passage we're looking at today.
咁但係咧有一日，當我睇到呢段嘅經文嘅時候咧，我就諗到啦。
My fatigue issue sounded a lot like the thorn in Paul's flesh.
咁我就覺得我呢個成日覺得好疲累呢一個嘅問題咧，就好似保羅呢根刺嘅情況一樣。
And I was forced to ask myself the question.
I'm sorry.
And I was forced to ask myself the question.
咁我逼我自己去問呢一個問題。
If my situation never gets better.
咁如果我嘅情況冇改變嘅時候，咁我會唔會好翻咧
？Would God still be enough？
但足唔足夠咧
？If my thorn never goes away，
咁如果我嘅呢一根刺冇走開嘅時候
，Could I still be content？
咁我會唔會能夠喺當中揾到滿足咧
？Could I still be at peace？
我會唔會仲係咁樣咧
？It's a question we all have to ask ourselves if we haven't already。
咁我會唔會依然有呢個平安？又一個嘅問題，好多時候我哋都可能都問過。
And the good news of the gospel is that the answer is a resounding yes。
咁當呢個福音所俾嘅好嘅信息就話個答案係。
It's the answer Paul discovered in prayer, and it's the answer I eventually discovered too.
这个就是保罗在这里所找到的答案，也都是我同样找到的答案。
But how does that work?
你怎么去看这件事呢？怎么做呢？
How do we learn to be content, no matter what thorns we may experience?
无论我所经历的刺是怎样的时候，我怎么在从中找到这个满足呢？
This brings me to our last point.
去到我最后一点。
Third, the contentment we need.
我就说我在这个的在我需要这个的满足。
God tells us that the secret to contentment is this, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
在神将这个的秘密告诉我们，就说在人的软弱的上面，神的能力会显得完全。
What does that mean?
是什么呢？
Something that surprised people about Jesus is that he spent a lot of time with social outcasts.
很多时候可能会好像人会看耶稣基督是一个社会上面一个的在外圈外的人。
People who were looked down upon by everybody else.
好像每一个人都看他不起。
It's included tax collectors, prostitutes, and others who are known as sinners.
对于很多人来说，那些收税的人，那些妓女，或者是各些人认为是罪人的人。
And when the Pharisees and the scribes noticed that Jesus is spending time with these social outcasts, they complained.
因为耶稣基督花这么多时间跟这些罪人一起的时候，那些法利赛人他们去投诉。
They asked Jesus, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
他问一个问题，耶稣为什么你要跟这些税吏、这些罪人去一起呢？
As if to say, shouldn't you be hanging out with us, the righteous people?
你不是应该多些跟我这些这么正义的人一起吗？
Why are you wasting your time socializing with lowly sinners?
为什么你要跟这些这么低微的罪人去一起呢？
But do you remember how Jesus answers the Pharisees and the scribes?
你记不记得耶稣跟这些法利赛人说什么呢？
Jesus responds, It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
他说我不是为到那些健康的人，他们不需要医生。但有病的人他需要我来，不是要为这个义人来，我是为到这个罪人去得拯救而来。
Jesus is telling us his life mission here.
很简单，他将他一生的使命告诉我们。
Jesus is telling us that he came not to save those who are strong and righteous.
他说他来到不是去救那些强壮那些所谓的义人。
Instead, Jesus came to save the weak sinners like us.
他来到是拯救软弱，好像我们一样的罪人。
Because if you think you are righteous, then you'll feel no need for forgiveness.
因为当你觉得自己很有义的时候，你不觉得你需要被宽恕。
If you think you are healthy, you'll feel no need to see the doctor.
你觉得你很健康的时候，你不需要看医生。
It's only if you know that you are sick that then you can be healed.
就是当你觉得自己有病的时候，你去找这个医生。
It's only when you know you're a sinner that you can then repent and experience the power of God's grace and forgiveness.
就是当你知道自己是罪人的时候，你会向神面前去认罪，求神的宽恕。
That's what Paul realized.
这个就是保罗所明白的。
Paul knew that he was a sinner in need of God's forgiveness and his grace.
因为他知道自己是一个罪人，他需要神的宽恕和恩典。
And Paul also realized that his weakness was an opportunity to know and experience God's power.
他也有一件事，就知道他软弱是一个机会，让他认识和去经历神的能力。
Because we're actually strongest not when we depend on ourselves, but when we depend on God.
因为当我们最坚强的时候，我们只是靠我们自己，而我们不是去靠神。
Because when we depend on ourselves, we will always find we're not as strong as we think.
但我们不是我自己想象之中其实那么坚强。
But when we depend on God, we will find that His grace is sufficient for us.
但当我们去依赖神的时候，我们知道神的恩典是够我们用。
That's why Paul can conclude in verses 9 through
10. 他在第九、第十节里面他这么说。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. But when I am weak, then I am strong.
喺第九、第十節佢咁講，佢話我的恩典夠你用，因為我的能力是在人的軟弱上顯得完全，所以我更喜歡夸自己的軟弱，好叫基督的能力任備我。我為基督的緣故，就以軟弱、凌辱、急難、逼迫、困苦為所喜樂的，因為我什麼時候軟弱，什麼時候就堅強。
When Paul says that he is content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, he is not speaking hypothetically.
咁当保罗佢话佢为到因为软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐嘅时候，佢唔系一个假设咁样样去讲。
Paul is talking about his actual life.
系因为佢真正系经历过呢一切嘅嘢。
If you know what Paul's life was like, you know he suffered a lot.
你如果认识，你知道保罗嘅生命嘅时候，你知道佢受咗好多苦。
Paul was constantly on the run.
佢成日都喺度逃跑。
He faced persecution almost everywhere he went.
佢被打，亦都系被人收监。
At times he was even beaten and imprisoned for his faith.
咁好多时候佢都系俾人哋系困住咗。
So how can Paul say he was content with so much pain and suffering?
咁纵然佢有咁多痛，有咁多困难嘅时候，佢点能够可以咁满足呢
？Paul tells us how.
保罗话咗
，He says, "I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so the power of Christ may rest upon me."
所以喺第九节尾，佢话：所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力任备我。
He says, "For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses." Insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities.
因为基督的缘故，我能够在这一切之中，我可以满足。
Jesus Christ is the secret to Paul's contentment in hard times.
耶稣基督就是保罗，他在这个困苦的时候最大的满足。
Because when you think about Jesus Christ's life, you see someone who didn't just go through hard times.
咁你睇下耶稣基督嘅生命嘅时候，你睇到佢唔系净系经历困难咁简单。
In Jesus, you see someone whose entire life was full of suffering.
你睇到佢一生人都系痛苦。
I mean, first because Jesus did not have to come down to earth.
佢唔需要嚟到个世上。
Before Jesus became a human, he was enjoying perfect comfort and peace in heaven.
在他道成肉身之前，其实可以喺天上边有佢嘅平安，有佢嘅舒适。
But then he chose to come down to earth and was born as a helpless baby to a poor family.
就选择喺呢个世界上边作为一个婴孩，喺一个贫穷嘅家庭出生。
He lived most of his life as a nobody.
冇乜人识佢。
And when he finally began his ministry, he faced persecution almost immediately.
而佢一开始佢嘅ministry 嘅时候，佢面对咗好多逼迫。
And like Paul, Jesus had a thorn in his flesh.
好似保罗一样，耶稣都有佢身上嘅一根刺。
But Jesus' thorn was the worst suffering imaginable.
咁但系一啲系比佢嘅刺系唔可以想象咁困难。
A crucifixion that he knew was his life's destiny.
就系佢知道佢一生最终要被钉嘅十字架。
A crucifixion that would not only be physically torturous.
唔单止系喺肉体上边好难
，but also would be the worst kind of spiritual torment possible.
而对每一个人嚟讲，精神上亦都系一个嘅折磨。
Receiving the wrath of God for the sins of the world.
去为到世界上嘅罪去承受神嘅痛苦。
And experiencing the separation from God the Father that we deserved.
去经历同神嘅隔离。
It's not hard to understand why the night before his crucifixion, Jesus pleaded with God.
所以喺呢个客西马尼园嗰一晚，佢咁样讲。
He prayed three times. If it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me.
佢祈祷三次话：求你将呢个苦杯喺我身上拿开。
But then Jesus also prayed, not as I will.But your will be done.
但耶稣基督佢都话唔系跟随我的意思，系跟随主你嘅意思。
More than anyone who has ever lived, Jesus was content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities.
同呢个世界上嘅人比，同呢个世界上嘅人去比较，耶稣基督喺呢个软弱、喺呢个凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦嘅时候，佢亦都系有呢个嘅满足。
Ultimately, Jesus was content with the unimaginable suffering of the cross.
就如係被要釘喺十字架上一樣。
He was content to take on the sins of the world.
去面對呢個世界上面嘅罪。
He was content to take on the wrath of his father.
去面對呢個天父嘅呢個嘅憤怒。
The wrath that we deserved.
係一個我哋應該本來配得嘅一個嘅憤怒。
Why?
點解咧？
Hebrews 12, verse 2 tells us that for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
他说什么原因呢？他说就是说在这个的希伯来书的第十二章第二节，他说仰望我们信心创始成夫成中的耶稣，他也面前的喜乐又轻按羞辱。
Do you know what that joy was?
这个喜乐是什么喜乐呢？
You were that joy.
你就是那一个的喜乐。
Jesus was content to suffer and die on the cross in our place.
他就因为可以在这个十字架上为到你和我的罪而死，而他有那一个的喜乐。
Because he knew that was the only way that sinners like us could be forgiven and reconciled to him.
他只唯有在这个方法他可以得到了我们。
He knew it was the only way that he could have us.
亦都係一個唯一方法，耶穌基督可以擁有我哋。
Jesus knew the cross was the only way he could welcome us into a life of eternal love.
亦都係唯一靠住十字架可以歡迎我哋進入呢個永恆裏邊。
Do you see what love Jesus has that God has for you?
你睇唔到耶穌基督對你同我嘅愛係點樣樣嘅咧
？The more you know how truly and deeply Jesus loves you.
你当你更加认识到耶稣基督对你的爱是几深的时候
，the more you see how much Jesus is willing to suffer for your sake，
亦都更加睇到耶稣基督是更加愿意为到你的罪而去受苦。
The more you will be able to be content in whatever hard times you're facing，
咁亦都让你可以知道每一次当你受苦的时候，神啊，你可以在从中有呢个嘅喜乐满足。
Because although the suffering will still be painful,
虽然这个苦依然是很痛,
it will be nothing in comparison to the assurance you will have of God's love for you.
但不是跟这个神所给你的爱那个的确据是无可比拟。
It's a love that no suffering can ever take away from you.
在这个世界上面不可以拿走的一种的爱。
And strangely, the more you actually suffer, the more you can be reminded of God's love for you.
而好特別嘅就係當你越係受苦嘅時候，你更加可以被提醒神對你嘅愛係幾深。
Because you can either let your suffering drive you away from God.
因為當唔係咁嘅時候，又會令到你離開咗神。
Or you can let your suffering drive you into a deeper dependence on God.
嗱，相反嚟講，呢個痛苦令到你更加去倚靠神。
And therefore, a greater experience of His presence with you always.
令你可以更加经历你与神是一切。
So that, like Paul, you will be able to say.
正如可以保罗所讲，你可以咁样讲。
I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
So the power of Christ may rest upon me.
好叫基督的能力任备我。
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
当我软弱的时候，我更加的坚强。
God's grace is sufficient for you.
神的恩典是够你用。
Don't waste your suffering.
所以今天当你受苦的时候，不要浪费了它。
Instead, go to God in prayer.
相反，走去神的面前去祈祷。
And enjoy the love He has for you in Jesus.
去享受到耶稣基督所给你的，在耶稣基督里面所有的爱。
And you will find contentment even in the hardest of times.
在这个逆境之中能够知足。
Let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
God, thank you that you care about us so much.
我们感谢主你何等的爱我们。
Thank you that you sent Jesus to come for us.
也都感谢主你来到。
To suffer for us.
为我们去受苦。
To die in our place.
去为到我们去死。
To take on the suffering that we deserved.
去攞走我哋嘅我哋嘅罪。
So that we could be forgiven and reconciled to you.
所以好使我哋可以能够系与你复和。
So that we could enjoy the ultimate love.
可以去享受到你最终嘅爱。
Your love for us.
是我们的主。
Whatever we are going through.
无论今天我们经历着什么事。
Whatever suffering that we are experiencing.
无论今天我们面对的是什么事情。
I ask that you would give us a greater experience of your love.
去将你自己去给我们。
The assurance that no matter what we may face.
给我们有确据。
You are always with us.
你成日都是这样。
And that one day.
好似有一日。
You will wipe away every tear.
你将每一个眼泪去抹走。
And that there will be no more suffering and no more pain.
在你里面不再有痛苦，不会有这个伤痛。
Encourage us today with that hope.
让今天你用这个盼望去鼓励我们。
And your love and presence with us now.
用你的所给的能够足够。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我是奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.